Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back to Team Talk. I'm Logan, and I'm here with a hardcore Bama fan, Rick LeVan. How are you doing today, Rick?
I'm doing great. Excited for the game.
So why don't you give us a little background? How long have you been a Bama fan?
Went to my first game when I was 4 years old. My grandparents lived in Tuscaloosa, had season tickets, and so don't really even remember the game. I've asked my mom who it was. She doesn't remember. I barely remember it, but it must not have been a great game because you don't carry little kids to the best games. So, but went to a few games then, and I was thinking the other day I've probably been to around 100 games. I've averaged a couple of games a year. My sisters went to the University of Alabama, so they were able to get me tickets back in the day for free. So I was a student for a long time in that section, even though I was in my late 20s. So I got away with that, sat in the student section. So I followed them a long time, and they won a lot, so got hooked on them, and every year looked forward to watching the Tide play, playing my days around them. When I got married, told my wife that I'm an Alabama fan, big games, I'm not going to do anything except watch the game. This is back before you could really record them and everything. So it was a big part of my life.
Yeah, now I will say, you do play on what some might consider a little bit of a faux pas in that you never actually went to the school, but that doesn't seem to affect your drive. You're one of the more hardcore Bama fans I've ever seen out there. Like you said, you've been to at least 100 games. Bama's a big part of your life.
It is, and back in the day, there were no pro teams in the South, a lot of college teams, and so you grow up watching college football. My parents watched it, so I was bitten by the bug at a young age, and it was just a constant in my life, and like I say, they won, they did real well. You had Bear Bryant, so something to hang your hat on, look forward to every year, and so my sisters both went there. My mother went there. My grandparents grew up in or had a house in Tuscaloosa, so I went over there quite often. So I kind of grew up around. So even though I didn't go there, I was a Georgia State alumnus, but I'm an Alabama sidewalk alumnus, as they say.
I mean, I think it's fair to say you've spent more time on at the Tuscaloosa campus than you have at Georgia State the past few years.
Yeah, we have a team now at Georgia State, and I'll keep an eye on them, but all my focus is really on Alabama.
Well, maybe they'll win a bowl game next year, get you a little more interested. They did all right, made it all the way up to one.
Yeah, they did. They got a good coach, had a really good quarterback. It's going to be tough replacing him at Georgia State. I think he carried the team. They had some good defensive players, I think they'll do big things. It's a school that's second largest in the state behind University of Georgia, so it's there are a lot of kids down there.
Well, it's definitely a growing campus. Getting back to what we talked about earlier, you brought up the Bear, who is, of course, a legendary coach, and I think there's a lot of good and a lot of bad behind that, depending on who you ask. Of course, with Bama, it's all good. He won a lot. He brought a lot to the program. And then there were some dark years, but now you've got Saban at the helm. He's brought you 3 national championships now and is just a fabulous coach. He's brought a lot to the program in many different ways. Tell me, who do you think has been the better coach or maybe the more influential coach set for the program, Saban or Bear Bryant?
Well, it's apples and oranges. Times, of course, and Bear was a great coach for his time, and now Saban is a great coach in his time. So I think today you have to be more thorough. It wasn't mandatory that you worked in a weight room. They didn't have a nutritionist, and guys could do whatever they wanted pretty much, although Bear did demand a lot for him during that time. During the 60s and 70s, versus they worked very hard, practiced hard, had a lot of players, and there are a lot more rules in place now, but the Saban demands a lot too as well, and there's just a lot more to it. And I think Saban is really organized and does a great job with it, and if he wins this one, I'm thinking he may be better than Bear.
Well, I think it's an interesting comparison because Bear really put the program on the map. And like you were saying earlier, some of his practices as far as recruiting or training, like exactly the, I think it's called the death squad that he raised out in Texas A&M for that training camp. A lot of that's frowned upon now, but he did a lot of things for college football that really made it a big program. Saban, on the other hand, has kind of helped develop Alabama more, not only as a athletic program in general, but as a school. He's put a lot of the funding back into the university and just made it a fun place to go to.
Yeah, and with the growth of the university from 18,000 students to 36, I think it is now, gotten bigger. There's more interest in the program, and it touches all things at the university. Brings more kids in. We can charge more money for out-of-state kids. Everybody likes having a football program that's successful there. A lot of money brought into the town of Tuscaloosa, having all the home games there down in Tuscaloosa versus Bear having them up in Birmingham back in the day. So big money driven, the SEC network, a lot of money being brought in now. And Saban is good at organizing and maximizing that. He's got great coaches, able to pay him a lot of money. And so it's changed. It's a total different thing now than it used to be. But you still win in the trenches, and he is a great recruiter, and most of it is recruiting. You've got to bring the players in there. As Bear said, Kentucky, you can't make chicken salad with chicken you-know-what. So, and Saban is an excellent recruiter. So, yeah, there's just so many things that he does well, things you don't even hear about. So, yeah, I think they're going to be successful. He'll leave a good blueprint for them, and they'll have all the best facilities and everything when he steps down eventually. So.
Now, you were talking about the SEC, and obviously the SEC is pulling in a lot of money the past few years with the SEC network. They kind of had a rough bowl season last year in general, but they definitely bounced back this year, going 8 wins, I think only 2 losses, and most of those wins were blowouts. Now, how does this bode for the SEC in general? Obviously, the strength of the SEC is a big deal, but it hasn't really affected Bama's stance in general the past few years, because I think their game plan is just go out and win. How do you feel about the strength of the SEC right now?
Well, you know, I watch Feinbaum occasionally, and all the Big Ten, Ohio State particularly, were crowing about how they were back, and now a year later, the SEC's back where they were. They had a one-year blip, and I'm not hearing a whole lot of crowing from the Big Ten on the Feinbaum this year. The SEC has all the players now. It seems like most of the players are in the South. And back in the day, the Big Ten had all the money. They had the bigger stadiums, the better facilities, bigger schools. They had even better academics, I think. They had more money because of the alumni, the number of alumni, the bigger stadiums, and then the TV networks that they had, the Big Ten network first. Now that's shifted. Now there are a lot of kids going to these SEC schools, and the population's there, so the money's there, the interest is there. The facilities are good. They've made the stadiums as big as the Big Ten. So everything being equal now, these kids are staying home. They don't want to go up there and play. They want to stay down here, and they got the SEC network. So if you ask most of the kids that you recruit, most of them want to start, they want to play soon, and they want to play close to home so the parents can come watch them. So all things being equal, whereas back in the day, get better facilities, bigger stadiums, more TV up there, and now they don't. So it's just gonna. It just seems to me the kids in the Southeast, where most of the best players are going to stay in the Southeast and play for the SEC, the premier football conference in the country. So I see that trend continuing. So as long as you recruit well, and now Saban can do that little 250-mile footprint around the university and then cherry pick them from the rest of the country. So he's got a good formula going. So I see it continuing. And you know, the money may go down. Some of the conferences around the country are losing attendance, but not in the SEC. So we're still strong. So I think that'll continue in the SEC. So I think for years to come, we'll be the premier conference.
Do you think that Bama winning the championship might have an impact on that if they win or lose this next game coming up?
Well, good. For those 10 years of wandering out in the desert, I was going to the games and watching lesser teams beat us, and I just still supported them, and I knew we'd turn it around eventually. And thank goodness Mal Moore brought in Saban, and boy, the rest is history. So I think Alabama's going to continue to do well, and I don't see anything changing. I think it's very competitive in the SEC. It's so difficult to repeat, because kids get a little bit complacent when they win the championship, and they almost have to lose again to become hungry. It seems like it's, and everybody wants to knock Alabama off. When they play Georgia, I live here in Atlanta, and on the radio, that's all they talked about all week was the Alabama-Georgia game. I hadn't heard much talk about here for the championship game over here in Atlanta. I know the playoffs are coming up in the NFL. But every week, where we go, they want to beat us badly, and that's all they talk about. So it's a tough thing to repeat and continue on. But the process that Saban's talked about, that seems to be the best way to go about winning year after year.
Well, and I think it's also just the fact that when you have a program that dominant, you're like the Yankees in baseball. You're like the Lakers. Well, not anymore. The Lakers in basketball, everybody just wants to see you lose. You've been on top for so long. That's the way it goes.
Yeah, you're right, man. Notre Dame, they say they get the best ratings back in the day because you had all those Notre Dame fans all over the country. Then you had all the people that just hated Notre Dame and wanted to watch them and see them lose. And I think that's the case with Alabama now. When you're on top, everybody wants to see you fall. You're right.
Now, we talked about the big game coming up this week. Alabama and Clemson, they've got a lot of similarity as far as fans go. The campuses are pretty similar. They're kind of their own little area just built around their own little city. The fans are hardcore. Typically, I don't know about Bama recently because it's probably got a couple of bandwagon fans, but most of the Bama fans have been hardcore for life. Clemson, very similar. And they've both got very strong teams over the past few years. How do you feel going into this game and about your opponent, Clemson?
Well, Clemson, of course, Dabo Swinney, having played in Alabama, he was a walk-on back under Ray Perkins. And I remember going and seeing him play and then coaching as an assistant at Clemson. He was offered a job under Pappy Price at Alabama, and that all kind of fell apart. But he said he was glad he didn't get that job because obviously what happened. So, I think he coached as a graduate assistant way back in the day, but I'm not sure. But he had a lot of ties to Alabama. So, usually when we play a Big Ten team, I really want to beat him, and I just can't wait. And if we did lose, if there's anybody I'd want to lose to, that was winning, although I don't like losing. But to have a lot of, I think he's an Alabama guy. Maybe eventually he may come back one day. You never know. But they're in the ACC, and, they won some close games. I don't think we'll blow them out like we did Michigan State. They've got a good defense. But I don't really have a good feel for this game. Like everybody says, we have trouble with those quarterbacks that are mobile, and things break down, and they come back, and No lead is safe. As you remember, Cam Newton, and we had Auburn, 24-0, and they came back and beat us. So we're going to have to keep the pedal down on them the whole game. And so I just don't know. I've not really watched a lot of Clemson.
That's a very conservative of you. I think a lot of people would expect you to just come out and say that Bama's going to win. But I think that's reasonable. You haven't seen a lot of Clemson. Everybody watches the Bama games because they're always the primetime matchups. But it should be a great game one way or the other. I think I predicted them to win. I predicted Bama to win by a field goal. I think that seems pretty reasonable. But there's a lot of excitement and a lot of things could happen. And like you said, these programs are both tied closely together. Really quick, I've got a question regarding – this is more for a fan base question than it is a football related question. Bama is the one team that has made it to the playoff back to back. And this playoff season produces an interesting question for people going to see the games. a lot of people can't afford to go see both the semifinal and the final matchup. So it kind of comes down to, as a fan, do you want to take the sure thing and go see Bama in the semifinal? Or do you want to see wait to see if they make it to the final before trying to buy a ticket? As a hardcore Bama fan, what's your opinion on the matter?
Well, it wouldn't have worked last year, of course. You can't take it for granted. So I think a lot of people went to that Michigan State game. And, you know, Dallas is a neat town, and the stadium out there is beautiful. I went there for the Michigan-Alabama game a few years ago. It's in Fort Worth, I had more fun in Fort Worth than I did over in Dallas. But I hadn't been to Glendale, Arizona, but the championship game should be fun. It's a tough thing. You got a budget. Some people, you can do all of it. You can go to the SEC championship game and then do both the bowl games. Some people have to pick and choose, so you're right. They say, well, go to the sure thing, at least we did that, or we'll go to the other one. The problem with the championship game is you have a very short window of time to make your reservations, and they're waiting for you. Those airlines are going to charge you out the nose for all the flights from anywhere in the southeast. So especially out of Atlanta where I live, I don't know if it's cheaper to drive up fly to Nashville or down to Jacksonville to save money. But then the hotels in the area, too, are expensive. So, you know, maybe you fly to Vegas or drive from there or fly into somewhere else in Arizona and drive or New Mexico and drive. There's all kind of options, but it's expensive. So it's a tough thing if you're on a budget to do all that. But Alabama fans are loyal, and that's where a big part of their budget goes, and that's what they want to do. So, you know, it's everybody's got their different way of looking at it. I went to the championship game here in Atlanta and enjoyed that. And so I had a lot of fun, and that's my budget. But I do want to make a championship game one of these years. I'd like to go to Pasadena, but that doesn't look like that'll happen the way they've set that Rose Bowl up now. But yeah, the Alabama fans are loyal, and a lot of them are going to go to both games and just go ahead and go in debt, I guess.
Well, and something else we brought up is they've moved the championship to Monday to avoid all the competition with the pro games, and that's really tough to travel because you basically got to get back on a plane right then, or you got to take a couple of days off to make it back to work. It's a rough scenario.
Yeah, it is, and that's, you know, if I'm going to make those reservations and go out and do that, spend the money, I'd want to stay at least a couple of days, at least maybe three. So you just have to do it on a Friday and come back either Tuesday morning, and you just have to. Of course, if you work in the state of Alabama, I'm sure a lot of the bosses are understanding. I believe the school went back a week later in anticipation of this, which gives Saban some more practice time if he wanted it, which is another move that one of those things that Saban does. He's a smart guy.
Yeah, I think he's one of the smartest coaches out there. He's the one that nobody seems to be able to beat. How long do you think he's going to stick around at the program? I know there's a lot of Georgia fans I've talked to that are wishing he'll retire if he wins the championship this year, but I doubt that's going to happen.
Well, you know, he said he's building something. Back when I went to the championship celebration for 09 and at the Bryant-Denny, and I think he enjoys what he does. He's got his family there around him. They pay him plenty of money. They keep hoping that he'll go to the pros, and I think that's done. I thought this would be the year they'd start talking about his retirement every year after, just to push him and make the kids not want to go to Alabama because the media does those kinds of things, believe it or not. So they may start with that next year because he's not leaving. I mean, they've already thrown a lot of money at him. So I think he's happy where he is. He's got plenty of money. He has, as he said over and over, he can affect these younger kids and have an effect on their life more than the pros. And he doesn't have total control of the pros, and he's learned that. So I think he knows at Alabama he can pretty much get what he wants for his assistants. And he goes into battle and asks for money for an assistant, and then they cut him a check. So he's got total control. He's got a good situation. He's winning. He doesn't have to step down and lose for a while to build it back up. And in the pros, you can't really recruit to need. You got to take the best player. If you need a quarterback and one's not available, then you're screwed. And if you need a great defensive lineman, rush and they're not available, you got to take a lesser one. It just doesn't work in the pros like it does. And he said it. You know, I can go out and get five defensive linemen, and surely one of them will be good. It's just a better situation in college. So I think he's happy. Family's happy. Everything's good for him right now. So I think he's on a roll. How many years? I really don't know. I'd like to think 5 to 7 from here. His health is good. He looks younger than he is. He still gets fired up. He's got that fire. You gotta love that. When they start interviewing him, he starts tapping his hands. He's starting to go off. So I love seeing that.
Oh, that is true. He's got a lot of energy for a guy his age. He still looks like he's in his 40s to me on the sideline sometimes. We talked about how the media has had a lot to say about Bama in the past, but right now you're going up against an ACC team in the finals, and the ACC hasn't had a big value in the media, I guess would be the way to put it. In general, have you heard a lot of jawing from ACC fans going into this game? Or, like you said, I guess you haven't heard anything really on television.
Well, there's always people every year that are going to argue that their conference is the best conference. Proof's in the pudding, so you wait till the end of the year to see how it all plays out. And it's up and down. Years, I understand that. But overall, over the years, it's the SEC. They send more guys to the pros, win more games, all that kind of thing. So they're the dominant program the SEC is right now. And it's getting stronger. Trying to get great coaches, great facilities. They got all that money from the SEC revenue coming in from the network. So it'll continue to be that way. I don't hear a lot of John. I played some poker last night, and there was a guy there whose daughter had gone to Clemson. And he didn't even know that Bama was from Alabama. We talked about it. He's a big Clemson fan of this game. And pulling for me, it's a little small town, and it's kind of neat. It's similar to Tuscaloosa, and it's a lot smaller. But he's pulling for the underdog, but even though they're number one, they're not. I think they're a 5-point dog in this game. So all being said, biggest thing is the Big Ten, and I don't hate the ACC, but boy, I love beating the Big Ten. So. I watch the ACC pull for those teams, so there's not a lot of jawing for me. But boy, going up against the Big Ten, all that money, all those students, all the alumni, and the history, and the wheels are kind of coming off. You got a couple of good teams. Now, Michigan's coming back, but for the most part, I think year after year, SEC is going to be stronger and get stronger than them because, again, the players are in the Southeast and want to stay home and play here. So, all being said, not a lot of jawing, but we'll just see what happens on Monday night.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess to wrap it up, I got one question that we ask all our guests. If you could compare Alabama to an alcoholic beverage, what would you compare it to?
Well, I'm a beer drinker, so I would say beer because when you open up a bottle of beer, it's always consistent. Get the same beer every time. Whereas you get a mixed drink, you never know what you're going to get. Some teams are hot and cold, like your team, Georgia Tech. Sometimes they come and look really good, and the next week you say, what happened to them? This year they're supposed to be great, and all those players coming back, quarterback, and they're kind of a disappointment. But Alabama's just consistent. Every time you open that beer, it's the same thing you get. And they're like a craft beer. You get a lot of choices and ways they can beat you. So you got a lot of choices and consistent beer. They can beat you with a run, beat you with a pass. They can beat you with defense. They can beat you with their kicking game now, their special teams. They play starters on special teams. Their special teams are good. It's just so many ways they can beat you consistently. So that's what I would compare it to.
And if you take too much of it at once, you get hungover. It's a really rough scenario. Yeah.
Right. They have that hangover after they play Alabama on Sunday. They're all sore and beat up.
Fair enough. Well, Rick, I think that kind of ends it for our questions. Do you have anybody that you'd like to send a quick call out or shout out to as far as any family or friends?
The Alabama Nation, Roll Tide, and hopefully Rammer Jammer come Monday night or Tuesday morning. And you did a great job, Logan. Thanks for having me on. It was a lot of fun.
All right. Have a good day. Roll Tide.
All right, roll tight. We'll see you, Logan.